people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Elizabeth Lockerplan and Elizabeth reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at early ages. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplan, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, serving our area since 1943 and specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. Call 303-688-2240. That's 303-688-2240.
Good morning, everybody in the Johnstown, Colorado area and across the world and the internet. My name is Dave Wilson, and if all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together. Another time for me to sit in here for Dr. Stanley Monteith and give you an edition of the Dr. Stanley Monteith Show or Radio Liberty or whatever we like to call it. I'm sitting in here for another couple of days while Dr. Stan is taking a little bit of rest and relaxation. Keep him in your prayers. He would need them for, you know, so he can back away from the microphone just a little bit and actually get some rest. You know, he is impassioned with what he has to do here on the radio, and he's been doing it so well for all these years that every now and again when he decides to take a break, we need to hold him up in our prayers that he can, in fact, take that break. I have to remind you, of course, that the views expressed on this live radio program are my views and the views of our guests. They may not necessarily reflect the views of the station, the sponsors, or anybody else for that matter. I hope that they can be your views as well as we try to educate this you this morning. I have a guest whom I have known in this highly technical way for maybe 15 years now. His name is Alan Karuba, and he writes a blog called Facts Not Fantasy, blogspot.com. Alan, are you there this morning?
I'm here, and I'm in very good shape this morning. I wish
I'm
I could say the same for the country.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're in good shape, because yeah, that means we can discuss the poor shape that we find our country to be in. Your blog called Facts Not Fantasy has been over the years, increasing in readership, increasing in distributorship. You started out not necessarily writing something that was going to become quite so popular. Give us a little bit of your background and history for the folks who may not remember the last time we spoke, which was when in April this year.
That long ago. At any rate, yes, we should talk much more, Charlie, don't you think?
Well, the name's Dave.
Pardon?
My name is Dave.
Dave, I'm sorry, Dave. Why did I say Charlie? I don't know.
Now I get to call you Karaba one time.
Oh, dear. Well, that's like the wax that they use on the cars, isn't it? Anyhow, let's go back and retrace.
Okay.
My own background is as a professional writer, and I specialized in business and science topics. I also worked over the years as a public relations counselor with corporations and trade associations and all kinds of groups and people. It was very interesting, very educational. But I don't even know how many years ago I started writing the blog. And to my surprise, a lot of people took an interest in it, and it began to be syndicated on a significant number of news and opinion websites, particularly for a conservative audience. We just the blog just passed a 3.7 million point of visitors. That's how many times
Wow.
it's been visited.
I know you have nearly 1,000 people who follow you every day who are registered, and probably countless others. You've been an observer of the times for a long time, and I remember your first writing or some of your writing was a kind of a cynical awards that you gave away to people for some of the worst things that used to go on. But this Facts Not Fantasy thing is wonderful because it does indeed present us with facts, which for some reason the liberal, progressive, left, whatever you want to call them, don't believe in fact. They believe in fantasy. They are faith-based in the sense that what they believe has got to be right because that's what I sincerely believe. And your hard-hitting essays come right to the point, giving numbers and places to go and everything else. You know, Ali, you've been talking about ISIS and ISIL for, three or four weeks now. And yesterday, you wrote something that had to do with a completely different tack on an observation of the American scene. And that was what was going on in our society. And I thought that was very interesting that you would take time out to do that. Because I suspect that a lot of what's going on with the ISIL and ISIS business is to keep our minds off of such domestic issues. Describe a little bit about what you wrote yesterday and what's going on in this country, not in the Middle East.
Well, I took note of an article by Terrence Jeffrey, who's an editor at the CNS News, and he noted that, and I'll quote it, approximately 36% of the American generation born between 1993 through 2012, which has begun turning 21 this year and will continue turning 21 through 2033, were born to unmarried mothers. We've had an explosion of single-parent families, usually led by women, and it's pretty frightening. And it reflects a society that no longer puts a value and an emphasis on traditional marriage, man, woman. And, of course, the ultimate attack on that is the advocacy of a same-sex marriage, which is bizarre. I mean, it's just obscene. Mm-hmm. So the society that we're living in right now is having a major moral crisis. And in the case of the unwed mothers and the explosion of families where a young man or a young woman grow up only with one parent, usually the mother, that has gone largely unnoticed. And I thought we ought to take a look at that.
Absolutely. The idea that let's see. What are the causes of this? Let's see. There's abortion on demand is one of the things that causes this to have people of perhaps younger age a mindset that sex is something like playing soccer or baseball, and there are no consequences. You don't have to live with them. And then I suspect most of these single-parent families with a mom being the parent are taking in the inner city. They are having a real problem trying to get any sort of male,
support.
Discipline
and support.
Okay, we'll be right back after this first break with Alan Garuba. Stand by.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power,
but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Okay, we're back with Tuesday's edition of Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stan. My guest is Alan Karuba, and we're talking about some domestic issues this morning, briefly, before we get into a discussion of what's going on in this country regarding international affairs. You know, Alan, I believe that what we were speaking of, that is the birth rate to single parents or single moms, has soared since you and I were younger.
A lot younger.
You know, what's your take on why this has happened? I gave a few ideas out. What do you think about it?
Well, I think a lot of it can be traced to the feminist movement in the country, the demands for equality on various areas of life in America. And, of course, women have raised these demands for a very long time, and with good cause. And it took a long while for them to be granted the right to vote, and other aspects of women's liberation. But in the process of liberating themselves, they liberated themselves as well, some of them at least, from the moral standards of our society. And that has not been of any value and use to the rest of us. We end up picking up the tab because a lot of single mothers are in the welfare system and receive all kinds of benefits as a result. And all that is what the welfare system has always been: people who work for a living paying for people who don't,
right,
or can't.
If one were to string together some points of fact here, you could see that this might be something that was very handy for the progressives here in this country to arrange for this kind of a thing. What's your take on that, that there might be an underlying cause to the encouragement of the woman's rights leading to the single mother family, leading to the uneducated receiving welfare type thing?
Well, it's all one big package of events and results. It certainly wasn't anticipated by those who advocated it. In fact, the interesting thing about abortion is that it was not the result of a law in Congress or in the state, but the result of a 1973 decision by the Supreme Court. So that was just simply, you know, imposed on the nation by the court. And the court has made any number of truly horrendously bad decisions over its long life. One can certainly point to the Dred Scott decision as leading to the Civil War. That's mm-hmm. a particularly dramatic example. But it does that. It does this all the time. And it's a pretty frightening, you know, prospect that the court can completely alter life and the values of the country with a single decision.
The court has become not observing the law so much and telling us what the law means as making laws themselves according to what they believe to be an ever-living, ever-changing constitution. I'm beginning to think that this presidency, especially in the executive branch, with the certain approval of the legislative, just has abrogated their responsibility to the Constitution completely. What say you about that?
Obama has made it perfectly clear that he regards the Constitution as an obstacle. And so it's, you know, he's not even secretive about it. On the other hand, I know I just criticizing the court, but the court has handed down a number of decisions that abrogated things that Obama said and did. Right now, he's totally dependent on executive orders to achieve his goal. And I can't think of any more important decision for Americans than to go to the polls on November 4th and make sure that the Republican Party gains the control of the Senate as well as its current control of the House, because only a unified Congress will be able to fight this man. And
what do you think about the fact that everybody is saying, oh, we can't do anything because we don't have a majority, yada, yada, yada. They don't even raise any hue and cry against this president when he's starting to do things or continuing to do things with his pen and his phone, as he threatened us so many months ago.
Well, I think it's particularly telling that it's taken over 6 years for that portion of the population, easily 40% or more, to realize that the programs he's introduced and policies he's introduced have been a disaster for the country. And of course, high on the list is Obamacare, which has driven up the cost of health insurance and literally putting people out of work because of its restrictions on companies that have 50 or more employees. I mean, it's been an economic disaster for the country, and it promises to continue that way until it's repealed. So that's just one example. And of course, his immigration policies are again, just an open door to every ISIS jihadist that wants to cross the border. It's astounding. You know, a lot of people think call him an evil genius. No, he's not a genius. This is quite possibly the stupidest man to hold the office of president that we have ever had.
Right. The most ill-informed and positioned as a puppet that I've ever seen.
Ignorant of history. He has no apparent knowledge of historical events and trends, and a complete pathological belief in the rightness of everything he thinks. He thinks he's right about everything. He ignores even his top advisors in the military and in the White House. It's my way or the highway with him. The worst part of the man's makeup is his capacity and of lying. He lies all the time, and people, like I say, it took over 6 years for people to realize this man lies all the time.
And I'm wondering if people are really picking up on that, because I haven't had anybody who voted for Mr. Obama, and I know a lot of those people around because they signified their desires during the election series by wearing very large Obama buttons. But that's another story. Nobody's ever apologized to me for that. And I question them about it, and they will go to the mat defending him. And yet these are educated people, attorneys, IRS people, and others who for some reason can't see the truth in the facts that are presented to them. Now that's the liberal progressive mindset, in my opinion, is that when you present them with the facts, they come out with an ad hominem attack against me.
Yeah. And of course, the favorite attack is that you must be a racist if you oppose anything Obama says and does, which is
or a homophobe.
The man was elected because a lot of Americans thought it was time for America to have a black president. Unfortunately, they got one that makes Jimmy Carter look good.
They chose the wrong black president. I was all for having equal opportunity for every race and creed in this country. And there are so many people like Alan West or Ben Carson or others whom I believe could do a good job of running the country with their kind of straightforward thinking and understanding of the Constitution. But no, this man, of course, Alan, is a puppet for the people like George Soros and his likes that I believe there is a shadow government, as you know, taking care of these things. If we do get a Republican majority in the Senate and House of Representatives, you know, we had that in 94, and they really didn't do much of anything. Do you think really they're going to be stirred to action because things have gotten so bad? Can we recover this country's health care, for example?
Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah. The answer to that is yes. The country has survived and revived itself from comparable periods. And when things went drastically wrong, I was an infant I'm mixed up at that point. No, my parents got married during the Great Depression, and they had my older brother, and then about 7 years later they had me, and so those were periods of tremendous economic distress. And then, of course, as I was an infant, we encountered World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So the greatness of America was that we not only encountered World War II, we had our troops in both the German theater and the Japanese theater, and we defeated both of them in 4 years. Now we have a president that thinks it's fine and dandy to send 3,000 troops to West Africa to put them in harm's way of getting Ebola, but he doesn't want to send a comparable number or more to Iraq to confront the ISIS warriors and kill them.
Yep. The idea of this nickel-diming troops is only going to be something that leads to great grief as we spill our nation's most precious blood, that is, those men and women who've chosen to defend us, at the hands of a so-called commander-in-chief. And I say that because he's not really the commander-in-chief unless there is a period of declared war by the Congress. If you look at your Constitution, folks, you can read up about that a little bit. Uneducated folks call him the commander-in-chief, if you will, and he takes the role well. But if he only sends 3,000 at a time, they'll kill 1,500 of those wonderful people, and then he'll send 3,000 more rather than sending 40,000 to get rid of the entire thing like we had to do in World War II. I'm not sure. Is there a guest hanging on in here someplace with that those beeps? There a guest here? Hello? Okay, Alan, we're still alone. I heard those beeps, and sometimes that means that somebody has called in. If you desire to call in, we're going to open the phones up after the next break, and the number to call is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. We're always interested in what the people have to say as they're driving about the Denver Metroplex. Alan, we've moved ourselves around a little bit from the domestic issue that we began talking about at the beginning of the hour to something more international. And let's close out that domestic thing before we move on with the next half hour. And what do you think is going to have to happen for the single-parent family to change its way? The momentum in the inner city society seems to be irreconcilable with what's going on in the rest of the country.
Well, I'd have to agree with you on that. I frankly have no answers to the phenomenon and trend of single-parent families. I think that will continue, aided and abetted by the abortion permission to abort children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Americans don't realize that we abort over 1 million infants, and babies, fetuses, whatever, a year. I mean, we're just, it's just the slaughter is appalling.
It's a holocaust.
It's a holocaust. That's a very good description of it. And we're doing it for else. I wish
the
churches would be more vocal on these trends and even about abortion. All right, it's legal, but it seems to me the churches in the country have gone silent too often in too many ways.
Well, they absolutely have, because the pulpits are afraid of the IRS. There are too many places around that have been attacked by the IRS for saying something such as abortion is against God law, that you should not kill. The abortion, the procedure itself is taking an individual and killing it. But we're going to...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
At the bottom of the hour, my name is Dale Dave Wilson, and we're still on Radio Liberty, or the Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program, and we're still talking with Alan Karuba, who is a bon vivant and raconteur, and he has found some place for his raconteuring, I'm not sure that's a word or not, on the blog called Warning Signs, which can be accessed at, now are you ready to write this down? I want you to, so that you can start reading Alan's stuff. Facts. Not fantasy. One word, facts, not fantasy. And that's what it is, the truth. Facts, notfantasy.blogspot.com. Or you can Google Alan Karuba. Alan Karuba. And if you go to his site, you can find a place to donate there. Back in the old days, Alan, you were selling a couple of different things. I know I've got a couple of coffee cups, believe it or not. How long ago was that?
Oh, a very long time ago. I actually became quote-unquote famous because I created a media spoof called The Boring Institute. And
right.
That's what you made reference to earlier, is that I would put out the list of for example, the most boring celebrities of the year. And I would spoof the Oscars with the most boring films of the year. And it was just a lot of fun. And what happened is that I began to do radio all over the country and the world. That's how popular it became, largely because American culture is worldwide.
Uh-huh.
And that was a lot of fun. But then when 9/11 occurred, I thought, well, this is no longer appropriate. Let's get serious. And there's a whole part of me that is fairly serious, as you can tell from the commentaries on my blog. And so that's been a great satisfaction for me in more recent years.
Well, 7 million reader views and 985 members who follow you every day, myself included, has got to be encouraging. And you're 20% funny, because on Fridays you put up the best comic or the best political cartoons of the week, and it's something that I look forward to in addition. So figure yourself 80% serious and 20% not so serious.
Well, I need to take a day or two off to rejuvenate my energy in order
to
write from Sunday through Thursday. I mean, imagine writing a 1,000-plus word commentary every day. Hello.
I can't imagine. Have we got a guest on board? Oh, I don't know. Maybe somebody's just trying to dial in. Anyway, Alan, I've got to make a little bit of a commercial message here for Radio Liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that Radio Liberty is still around and still needs your help. And the best way that you can help them is by calling 1-800-544-8927 and becoming a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And I'm going to talk more about that at the end of the program. But give serious thought of calling 800-544-8927 when this program is over. Don't you dare go away right now. And talking to the lady that picks up the phone and asks what the benefits are of becoming a Radio Liberty family of supporters member. Alan, we've moved from the domestic issues, which we see have played into the hands of the progressive by getting more and more and more of our population on welfare to where they are dependent upon it. The churches have abrogated their responsibility in the pulpit. You brought that up, and I'm glad that you did, because that's probably the most serious thing to holding a mindset for the people. People go to church nowadays, and they are not confronted with sin at all, but moreover, how can I live a happy life without problem? And unfortunately, for those who believe that gospel, it's going to be disastrous in the effect in the afterlife. Another thing, of course, is that people such as Ann Landers and Dear Abby, and you know what I mean, those gals aren't around anymore, but their progeny are. They're not confronting sin as sin. I have always thought that for the last 15 or 20 years. They're merely saying, well, that's okay. How many letters do they get every week about my live-in has got something wrong with him, and our two kids are, I'm afraid, they're going to catch it, and et cetera, and et cetera, et cetera. Never any emphasis on the better part of a good marriage, one that takes work. This year, my wife and I will be married 50 years, and it's been a joy of my life and also one of the hardest things I've ever done to
That's every marriage.
Well, of course,
every good one.
If you're honest with yourself, that's what it's going to be about. Now, moving right along from the progressive state that we have coming here in these United States, something else that's keeping our mind off of what's going on in this country is this notion that we are confronted by these huge enemies, left and right, that we seem to be able to do nothing about because they are overwhelming us. Now, first of all, we have picked our allies very poorly.
We have not.
You know, what about Iraq? You know, they're solidly behind us.
They're lines on a map. They're just lines on a map, Dave. Same with Syria. Those countries don't exist anymore.
Where did it come from? 100 years ago, they certainly weren't there, were they?
They weren't. They were the creation of a British and a French diplomat following the end of the Ottoman Empire and following the end of World War One. The Versailles Treaty was signed, and it basically just divided up the colonies that Germany previously had. So the French and the British decided to move into the Middle East and take them over, and literally created on a map, you know, Syria and Iraq. They had not previously existed at all as nations or as nation states. So they are inventions. The current Iraq, we keep hearing about the Iraq government is, you know, getting itself together and all that kind of thing. But the top ministers in the Iraq government all are basically friends of or pawns of the Iranians. They lived in Iran, many of them, for the years when Saddam was in charge. And so they're really just a proxy for Iran. I might also add that Hamas in Gaza is a Iranian proxy, and Hezbollah in Lebanon is an Iranian proxy. So the real challenge that we have in the Middle East is the power of Iran.
That's absolutely right. And can we speak a little bit to the idea that the sociological differences between Iraq and Iran, being one is non-Arab, the Iranians are not Arabs, right?
They're Persians.
And the Iraqis are, and this is never mixed. I mean, it's been since 600 and some odd A.D. that when Muhammad first started his slaughtering conquest of the world, there have been two factions. And we have some crazy notion that we are going to be able to impose a democratic form of government on these, what I hate to say, are nomadic people. Would you agree with that, that they don't have a sense of what democracy means?
Islam itself is inconsistent with democracy.
Oh, we got another break coming up.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, we're back with Al Caruba on Tuesday's edition of Radio Liberty. And, Alan, we were just getting into the idea of what I consider to be very, very important, the difference between the sociological groups and the vestedness in the land in the Middle East. And you were about to explain it to us, the difference between Iran and Iraq.
Well, I think we've covered it well enough. Iran is Persian, and it represents a Shiite form of Islam, and that makes it a minority in Islam, because the predominant sect in Islam is Sunnis. Now, that would be the Saudi Arabians and a great portion of Iraq and most of the Gulf states. So Iran is really waging a Shiite, I hate to use the word war, but a Shiite effort to dominate the Middle East. And they're coming up against Sunni nations that obviously don't want that. And, of course, the greatest threat that they feel and we should feel is an Iran with a nuclear weapon. There's
Absolutely.
Nothing more frightening than that.
These people have an apocalyptic worldview, and as a part of that, they want to impose Islam on all the world, not just the Middle Eastern areas. And remember your history, ladies and gentlemen, that Islam conquered most of Spain and was at the gates of Germany and trying for England before things began to return during the Crusades time and so forth. This has been a warlike so-called religion ever since it was founded. There is no peace involved in this religion of peace. And our leadership since George Bush after 9/11 has been calling it a religion of peace. What do you think the motivation for our politicos to refuse to call Islam a religion of war is, Alan?
Well, I think 1.4 billion Muslims is a significant motivation. The president of the United States, whether it's Bush or even Obama, obviously cannot afford to infuriate and insult 1.4 billion people on the planet.
Is it because they own a lot of the oil that we're dependent upon?
There's a lot. Oil has always played a big role in our decisions as to what to do in the Middle East. The interesting thing about what's going on over there, and I wrote about this on Sunday, that Obama has been totally unable to put together a coalition of nations to combat ISIS, which is a fairly new phenomenon. I mean, they call themselves the Islamic State. But it also reminds me that this is the president who actually told Americans in a speech before 9/11, the evening before, he told them that ISIS is not Islamic. Now you have to think Americans are dumber than rocks to say something like that. It's just appalling.
The thing that bothers me so much is that Americans want to believe him so bad. They listen to what he has to say and still are saying, this must be the truth finally now. But you're right. Americans are not dumb as rocks, generally speaking. And I hate to have that caveat on there. As long as their Budweiser is cold and the remote is in their hand, they're pretty happy campers, particularly with football season coming on right now. How can we get the American public to wake from its sleepiness. Now, people have said, well, we're beginning to stir the American giant with these beheadings. Do you think that's true? Do you think the media has been reporting it enough to where we're going to get everybody interested in doing something about it?
Well, the media could not avoid reporting the beheadings. For one thing, they were available on the internet, and it just became big news. But beheading is been a regular part of Islam since it began.
Right.
Muhammad himself beheaded 600 members of a Arabian tribe that refused to accept him as the prophet. So, he advocates. If you read the Quran, he says, yeah, you know, go out and behead the infidels. So, the key to it here at home is what you said. It awoke a sleeping populace, a populace that would rather not think about the vastness of the threat to our nation and our way of life.
You published a couple of years ago a guide to Islam. Do you remember that?
I did, yes.
A PDF form. I don't know whether that's still available or not. Is it? Can you still?
Not really.
Not really. It was a very good thing, which I printed and frankly gave to a lot of people that explained a lot of what's going on because people don't understand. When we live in a Judeo-Christian worldview, it's difficult for people to understand what the Islamic worldview is all about. All you have to do is visit the Middle East once or twice. I've been there four times, and I have seen it's very strange. You think that people are rude and curt, but it's just their society. And it's kind of scary when you think that that might be trying to be imposed upon our society, which whether you believe or not in the God of the Bible, we still have that worldview that comes from God's Word, the Bible. It's important that the American people begin to realize that the Islamic religion, generally speaking, is one that once seeks world domination. And I think that a lot of the people who are here and everywhere across the world are silently encouraging that if they believe in their religion wholeheartedly. How many people have left this country and others to go fight for the jihadists? Alan, were you amazed that some of those Brits came back after seeing what's going on in Syria and tried to get their British citizenship back?
Well, I give a lot of credit to the Brits for responding quickly and strongly to the threat that lives among them. But it's a threat that not only the Brits, but all of Europe experience.
Right.
There's large Muslim populations there.
Okay, Alan, I'm appreciative of your time this morning, and we'll be back after this break in just a second.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The last couple of minutes of this edition of Radio Liberty with me, Dave Wilson, and my guest, Alan Fribba from New Jersey. We're going to talk a little bit. Alan, please give your website and any closing remarks that you might want to make.
Well, the website is Facts Not Fantasy, factsnotfantasy.blogspot.com. Everybody's welcome, and always enjoy comments and whatever. And as a closing thought, I'd recommend that people check out a book called Fault Lines, and it's an excellent explanation of what's going on in the Middle East, and it's by a gentleman by the name of Liebich, L-I-E-B-I-C-H, and it'll explain a lot of what we've been discussing this morning.
Fault Lines. You know, you write that book review on, what is it, a monthly or quarterly basis?
It's monthly. It's called Book Views. It's a made-up word, B-O-O-K-V-I-E-W-S, bookviews.com. And on a monthly basis, I report on, upwards of 50 new books, fiction and nonfiction, that are available and that I recommend.
And it costs me $25, $30 every time I look at that darn thing. But anyway, I'm glad to have you there as my friend, as my reader that kind of winnows out the good stuff from the bad stuff. Alan, we've been friends for a long time. I appreciate your time this morning. God bless you, and thank you. We'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Alan Fribba, factsnotfantasy.blogspot.com, and a good friend for many, many years to Radio Liberty. I want to talk a little bit about Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan is taking a few days away from the microphone. You can reach Radio Liberty at 800-544-8927. The most important thing you can do at that number is become a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you do that for your donation of $20 or more a month, I have always emphasized the or more because you get a whole lot more than $20 worth of value when Dr. Stan is here on the air with his very, very important guests. I am humbled to be able to sit in here for him. Honestly, it's just such a privilege. We love Dr. Stan, and we want to celebrate all that he has done here on the radio. Call 800-544-8927. There's a benefit to doing that other than just thinking that and knowing that you're helping support the cause of getting the American population educated. You'll also get a copy of Dr. Stan's insightful newsletter on a monthly basis in which he talks about the issues of the day, all kinds of things. The last one, dated July, has come out talking about Ferguson and the police state that we might find ourselves in. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. He makes a good case for his view. And, of course, everything is completely documented. Radio Liberty newsletter written by Dr. Stanley Monteith along with Mr. William Frigg can be yours by calling 800-544-8927. And, of course,